Wilhelm Joyce Anderson holds a pipette full of liquid up to the light and squints. He's trying to break up some plant cells with a mixture of detergent and water. As a software engineer, he deals with pretty technical stuff. But he says this is way outside his element.
And what are you doing?
Right now, I'm trying to learn how to do this lab work. I actually have no idea what I'm doing. I'm a software guy, and this is hardware.
Anderson is one of about 15 people gathered for a class called Pizza and PCR. The goal is to sequence some DNA and then have a beer and a slice. Just a typical night at GenSpace.
Where lay people and scientists alike can come and work on their pet biotechnology projects.
GenSpace co-founder Dan Grushkin says it all began about 3 years ago, when a few people were looking for a place to do experiments. At first, they met in his living room. They extracted DNA from strawberries and inserted genes into bacteria to make them glow green. But his roommates weren't thrilled with the idea.
I think it was clear that they did not want me storing bacteria in the house, and I did not want to store bacteria in the house. I did not want to turn the house into a lab.
So they found a more permanent spot on the seventh floor of an old office building in downtown Brooklyn. Members pay a fee to use the space, and there are classes that teach the basics of biotech to the general public. There's a big granite table for experiments and an industrial fridge full of bacteria, which begs a question.
Is this safe?
Everything we do here is vetted for safety.
Grushkin says the lab is strictly biosafety level one, so people only work with organisms that are not pathogenic or harmful to humans. A board vets new members before they join, and GenSpace stays in touch with the FBI, just in case something suspicious comes up.
The benefits of having a garage biology or amateur biology movement grow are that you get people thinking outside the box.
Art Kaplan, a bioethicist at NYU, says GenSpace is part of a growing community of people who want to increase access to biotech. He says there are safety concerns, since these informal labs don't have the same regulations and inspections as their corporate counterparts, but they can also lead to more creativity.
They aren't bound by the accepted wisdom. They don't care what their elders say can and can't be done. They'll try things that are just unusual.
Grushkin says the so-called biohacker movement is taking off because analyzing DNA is much cheaper than it used to be. He compares it to the computer revolution of the late 70s, back when people like Steve Jobs and Steve Wozniak were tinkering away in their garages. He hopes one day someone at GenSpace will launch a company or give birth to a new device we all can't live without.
We'll all be doing it, just like we're all playing with our iPhones constantly.
But for now, it's time to clear away the DNA and make room for dinner. A couple students wipe down the lab table while others bring in boxes of pizza.
What do you got there?
Pizza.
Are you guys going to test it?
No, we're going to need it.
During the break, Anderson, the software engineer, says he hasn't made any breakthroughs yet. But he's met interesting people, and he's had a good time.
I'm interested, curious. I want to learn. This is my first time here, but I'll definitely be back.
That's what's nice about looking for the next big thing. It's never too late. For WNYC, I'm Jessica Gould.